Hello, everybody. Before we start tonight's Thursday show, I'd like to issue a massive apology for Monday night's stuff-up. I recommended to all you listeners that you pick up Jackson Ramsey off the waiver wire because he had a couple of good scores. Well, turns out I didn't do my research too well, and he's gone for a knee for the year. So, to all the listeners out there, I do apologise, and thank you to our listeners for pulling me up on it. I will do my best not to do that sort of stuff again. And with that, Steve, welcome to the Thursday Night Show.
Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day, Jono. How you doing?
I'm doing good for a Thursday, and yourself?
I'm okay, but you know, we had some beers last night at the RSL, as we do on a Wednesday, and I was having some beers afterwards, and on the television they were playing a 1982 final between Carlton and Fitzroy that ended in a draw.
Wow.
And I couldn't help but wonder what a team in Fitzroy would look like these days. Like, I'm just imagining a team full of guys, like, with sleeves and neck tats, with giant Jackson Trengove beards. I'm pretty sure the coach would have to have a man bun. They're only playing football not because they want to, but ironically, that's why they're playing football. And, you know, maybe
a team of Max Gawns.
A team of Max Gawns with neck tats. They're running out to a theme song by Mumford & Sons. The supporters are all eating kale burgers and drinking like mead or something. I'd say craft beers, but we like craft beers, so maybe mead. I don't know. It's just it'd be a horrific
sort of coffee
thing
we've never heard of.
Hey,
and drinking some sort of coffee we've never heard of.
They might be having affogatos.
What the hell is that?
It's like a short black with a little scoop of ice cream in it.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
It's actually really nice.
I'll have to get you one of those one time when I'm out in Fitzroy.
I recommend an affogato, seriously.
Sweet. All right. Moving on to tonight's show, a lot of news coming out today with Mason Cox from Collingwood being upgraded from the rookie list to replace your boy, Matthew Schoenberg, who was placed on the long-term injury list.
Oh.
And a bit later on, I think he was named on the extended bench, so who knows if he'll play. And also, Farron Ray upgraded on North Melbourne's rookie list as well, but we'll see how he goes. Also, the Tigers are happy for Dusty Martin to fly to New Zealand to see his dad, where he's been kicked out of the country, obviously, for not doing his visa work paperwork properly.
Yeah, that's why, the visa work. It's a visa issue. Yeah.
And Josh Bruce signed for 4 years at the Saints, so good get there for the Saints and for Josh to sign on for four more years, because there was some suitors out there trying to get his signature.
Happy days for the Saints. Saints fans, be very happy.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good with McCartan and Bruce there for the next few years.
It's a powerful 1-2 punch.
Certainly is. And if you would like to drop us a comment or picture like our listeners did this week in my stuff-up, please do follow us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors and leave us your comments and any mistakes that you may have picked out from us.
The many mistakes.
Sorry?
The many mistakes.
Or mistakes. Only one, people.
Yeah.
And I believe we have a review this week, Steve.
Yeah, we have a review. We love anyone who subscribes, listen to our show on iTunes. We love a review. It takes 5 minutes for you to do. We've actually got a really special review. Really famous AFL identity is
really
written in. It's Paul Roux's hair.
No way.
And I've got to be honest, Jono, we hold Paul Roux in pretty low esteem.
Yes.
But Paul Roux's hair, goddamn, man, I hide that. Like, it's a fraction below Trent Cotchin hair esteem.
Ooh, that's some pretty good hair.
That's a hot take. You know, what Roux's hair's got that wavy thing. It's got the part. That doesn't need product.
And what are you, like 50 or 60? No signs of graying being an AFL coach. He's doing all right.
Man, he's killing it. His hair is literally killing it. His hair's had a better life than me, let's be honest. Me and you. Probably combined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Roozy's hair
writes... Yeah, Von Thunder.
Hey?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a bit thin.
What do you mean starting to? You've been thinning since I met you. Yeah, I mean, I was thin, but you know, you're on that wagon.
Oh yeah, I'm on that wagon, all right.
Anyway, Roosie's Hair writes in, "Hey guys, love the show, even though you continuously bag me. What did I ever do to you?" Well, I'll tell you what you did, Roosie's Hair. You didn't control Roosie's brain. Anyway, keep up the good work. So thank you, Roosie's Hair. That really made my day. I liked it.
Good work, Paul Roosie's Hair. Thank you very much.
Yeah, see if you can get the rest of you to friggin' help out.
Brain, do something.
Yeah.
Now onto the few injuries this week. As we just found out, Jackson Ramsey has done a knee last week and will be out for the year.
Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
That was last week.
No, it was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oxley's played two games and he played well.
Well, it's only been three games. He played the first two games.
Oh.
Yeah. Jay Schultz out for 10 weeks with a disc problem in his back, so that is not good there for Jay Schultz, and I'm sure he'd be placed on the long-term injury list.
Makes me want to pick up Jackson, Charlie Dixon, though. Bit of a flyer. Yeah,
very much so.
He's only going to get better in that team.
Yeah, that's right, and especially playing against the Giants, but I suppose we've got Pat Fulton and whatnot there, so...
And Phil Davis has been killing it this year.
Oh, Phil Davis too, yeah. Harley Bunnell out for 8 to 10 weeks, still on a modified program, whatever the hell that means. So.
Rehab, I don't know. I didn't mean that. That's off the record.
Nah. Dylan Robinson out for 3 to 4.
That's bad.
That's bad. Not good for Dylan Robinson owners there, because he was pretty good last year.
Yeah, he was really sort of a mid-range defender, but defenders are... going down like flies, man.
Left, right, and center. Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, bad news there.
Oh, excuse me. Moving on to the teams. Moving on to the teams now. We've got starting off with West Coast and the Tigers on Friday night with the big omission of Anthony Miles. I am an Anthony Miles owner and sort of saw that coming, but didn't. But just a straight omission. Not good.
What do you think about this? Like, we were pretty high on Anthony Miles coming into the year. Obviously, it looks like the rule changes, like the interchange caps, hurt these inside midfielders who don't have many other tricks to their bow. But surely as the year goes on and the weather gets worse, guys like Anthony Miles, the tacklers, the inside ball winners, they're going to become more valuable. Like... do you approach the Anthony Miles owner, or if he's on the wire, do you try to get a good deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm at that point now, I was like, do I pull him, or, you know, what am I going to get for him?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's hard to see a light at the end of the tunnel because he's played poorly and obviously he's been dropped. But, I mean, I still think he's a good player, but maybe think, I don't know. I just see him as a complete value right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Andrew Moore, who's come over from Port Adelaide, getting his first game, so it'd be interesting to see how he goes.
And bad news for anyone who enjoys football, Taylor Hunt's got a game.
Oh, yeah. Why mention that? Just why bring down the mood of tonight, Steve?
Well, I thought maybe people want to watch the rugby on Friday night. Maybe they want to go out for dinner with their ladies, or maybe the ladies want to take their man out who are listening to the show.
Or the man wants to take their man out, or the lady wants to take their lady out. We don't discriminate here.
We do not. You know,
but
take someone out, people.
And moving on to the first game on Saturday, we got the Bombers versus the Cats.
The country game.
Oh yeah, that's right, the country game with the big omission of Corey Enright being managed. So they've finally come out and said managed, not some other bullcrap, which is good.
Yeah, no, I respect that. Good on him. It's, you know, it's been a long season for Corey, obviously.
Yeah, three games.
Three weeks in, it's taken its toll on his body. Man, he was a beast last week. He was absolutely... I reckon he was close. I actually thought he was close to best on ground last week. I know the stats would suggest Danger and Selwood and blah, 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 but he was a monster.
Well, he's about 65 now, so, you know, playing a big game, he needs a couple of weeks rest, so...
What are you resting a guy in? Round 4? Are you serious? Jesus.
Jake Collard-Jasny, I was liking the way he was playing. He's gone. Jackson Merritt admitted for the Bombers.
Yeah,
well.
Isn't it weird? One bad game for Jackson Merritt, bang, rested. He was fine 2 weeks ago.
And Ryan Crowley had three bad games and got dropped.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I got no problems with that. Craig Bird finally comes in.
Probably see the role he plays there.
Yeah, probably more of a... I don't know. I know a lot of salary cappers were interested in him early days because they thought he'd destroy, but Craig Bird is, in fact, Craig Bird. But if you're in a deeper league, he might be someone you want to pick up and have a flyer on.
Absolutely. And in more carnage news, we have Josh Gibson out with hamstring tightness this week against the Hawks v. the Saints. So, not good at all.
I'm pretty sure you said heartstring tightness.
That wasn't my heartstring after that awesome 191 against you a couple of weeks ago. I'm just still riding that wave right there.
Yeah.
But Luke Hodge is in.
Yeah, well, that's good for my team because Luke Hodge is now on my bench after some pretty vicious trading this week. It's good for any Hodgie owners. I'm a little bit skeptical about what sort of role he's going to play, especially with Gibson out and Schoenmakers as well.
Yeah,
I get the feeling Hodgie's going to go back
and play the general that he's played the last couple of years, sort of thing.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm a bit worried that role's going to be not as high volume of scoring as it has been in the past. Blake Akers in for St Kilda. That's good news.
That is good news. I had him on my late pickups this week if he was going to be in, so good pickup there with Dylan Robertson, as I said before, out for 3 to 4 with that knee.
God, the defender carnage this year is like... It's like
Jimmy Webster too, out with a quad.
It's like those... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, right? And it's like the freaking maniacs in Jurassic World have gone, oh, let's breed a super dinosaur with another super dinosaur and then splice it up a bit. That's the sort of carnage we're seeing in the defender stocks this year.
There's always one line that gets really ravaged with injuries, and this year it just seems to be the defenders.
Yeah, wait for round 10 and it's midfielders because it's coming, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And moving on to the Lions v. the Suns, all you Daniel Rich owners rejoice, he is in. Still no Tom Rockcliffe or no news of Dane Beams either. And Tuk Miller back in for the Gold Coast Suns. So it's Miller time.
It's Miller time. That's good. We like to see that. Really interesting in for the Suns is Keegan Brooksby. Now, they've listed him at full forward. He's a ruck, one of those ruck slash forwards types. Yep. But we touted on Monday that Sam Day might be a guy you could stream. They've listed him at centre-half back. It looks like because of the Rory Thompson injury, maybe they're going to swing him back. So if that's the case, then certainly please do not pick him up.
What powerhouse full forward does the Lions have?
Hey?
What powerhouse full forward do the Lions have?
Shacky.
Oh, yeah. Trembling in his boots. Oh,
look, they're setting up structures to win. Like, you know, Shaqy, it's Josh Walker. Fine, they're going to play, you know, Day and May back there. But that's just how it is because of Rory Thompson's injury.
Yeah.
That's just how that's going. Man, interesting omission is Brandon Matera.
Yeah, I quite like him as that rocket forward. But I suppose when you've got the likes of Hall, Martin playing well, and then you got Talamachi coming in, who impressed over the preseason, and Tuk Miller, so can't fit them all in, I suppose.
Yeah, and Trent McKenzie's been omitted. I was a bit worried about what that
broken
does.
Broken nose.
Hey?
Broken nose.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is they'd shifted Malcheski up to a wing. Yeah. Do they push Malcheski back to that half-back area? Because he was scoring pretty well up on the wing.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a bit of interest for me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm looking to pick up Malcheski, to be honest.
No, thank you. But moving on to the Saturday night game, we've got the Blues v. the Doggies. We've, as we know, Robert Murphy out with a knee for the season. And in comes Jed Adcock. That's the only change this week. Still no Easton Wood, which is a bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, that is the surprise. It's not a surprise that Jed Adcock's got a run. But yeah, Easton Wood missing again. Maybe they feel Carlton. Maybe they'll give him an extra week off. They feel like they'll beat Carlton. I don't know.
And maybe use Joel Hamlin to play that shutdown defender on Casbolt or someone like that.
Well, Casbolt shuts himself down, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a good mark, but that's...
You know, it is such a windy, you know, ground at Etihad Stadium there.
Hey, we get and people say the comedy festival's ending. Liam Sumner's getting a game, so...
Oh, yeah. And Jed Lamb and Lockie Plowman.
Yep, making their Blues debuts.
Yeah.
But, man, Michael Jamison omitted. Have you ever... like, not that he's fantasy relevant, but I can't ever think Michael Jamison's just been cold omitted.
Yeah, like especially when you got the powerhouse of Tom Boyd up front. I mean...
he's a leader of the club. I just can't... I never would have thought I'd see the day where he'd just be straight cold dropped.
Yeah. Power
to the Blues. I mean, whatever.
And moving on to the Crows vs. the Swans now, the other Saturday night game in. T. Lynch got that baby swag happening this week, hopefully. And
yes, baby swag.
Baby swag. And the other big in is Jared McVay, finally in for his first game.
Yeah, people, if you don't think baby swag's a thing, Danny Willett. That's all we need to say. Danny Willett.
Steve Fears, winning 3 golf bets in a row.
That's true. And you know what? I should have been on Danny Willett because the pod I listened to suggested Danny Willett and everyone cashed at 100 to 1 or over, and I missed out.
That's some sweet, sweet cash if you got on that.
Oh, my God. There was people tweeting, oh, I bet $100 at 100 to 1. That's 10 grand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, right?
Anyway, very nice.
Anyway, Jared McVay's back. That's interesting. Dean Towers is back.
Yep. He's and okay. Welcome to all those people who brought in George Hewitt for salary cap.
Tom purposes. Papley's got another game, amazingly.
Yeah. I think he's next on the chopping block.
He's got to be close, man. But
very close.
Power to him. Hey, good luck, Tom Papley.
Yeah, and starting off with our Sunday games, the Giants v. the Power. You've got Devin Smith out with a knee injury, which he was recovering or getting through over the NAB.
But he sucked. His scores have been crap, aside from that Geelong game. And even that wasn't amazing.
Maybe that knee had something to do with it, who knows?
Well, I'm a bit worried that Stevie J's killing his role.
Yeah, that's a good possibility as well.
Yeah. Will Hoskin Elliott's out, so football's a winner.
Yeah.
I hate Will Hoskin Elliott, man. Like, more than anyone in the league. Except Paul Ruse. Not his hair, but Paul Ruse. Will Hoskin Elliott, you suck. Hot fire.
Hoskin Elliott's love child to Paul Ruse?
Oh, my. No. Well, he can't be. You know why? Because I've picked my teeth with things that are thicker than Will Hoskin Elliott.
Oh, dear. We're going to have a list of things.
And you know what?
Players and coaches Steve hate.
And I've stuck that thing in my teeth and I've flicked things out straighter than Will Hoskin Elliott kicks the ball. They've hit targets, baby. Yeah.
If you would like to follow us on Twitter, we are at the Draft Doctor. So
oh, man, screw that guy. I wish we weren't a clean show right now. Talking about Will Hoskin Elliott. So, Jesus. What are you doing to me, Jono? You fired me up. Now I'm on a rant.
Oh, just go for it. Go for it. We're coming up to your favourite team in the next game. Just hold fire.
I know. Well, yeah, as much as I love Port.
Well, your boy's in the Chad. The Chad and Hamish Hartlett in this week.
The Chad's in, so I'm happy. I love the Chad. But I hate Port. Why the hell does everyone like Port? Like, seriously, what have they done? They had one good year.
They won a grand final in 2004.
I'm sorry, no one was born then.
I was.
But people are talking like they're this amazing team. They were crap last year. They're crap this year. They were crap 3 years ago. What, 2 years ago, they just happened to have this amazing year. It's over, baby. It's all over.
And moving on to the Pies v. Demons.
Wait, do we finish talking about that game? Because Jack Steele's on the extended bench.
Yeah, I did say Jack Steele, but you're talking over me.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got important stuff to say.
Like taking out Will Hoskin Elliott.
Oh, hey, I'm doing the people's work.
A few big ends here for the Pies. You got Steele side bottom back four from that suspension. You got the ultimate tagger, Brett McCaffer. I think he might actually do all right now with that, the interchange cap, because he can run all day.
There is no way Brent McCaffer makes this final team.
No?
Well, I'm looking at the extended bench. I got to feel like Crisp and Greenwood make it. Brent McCaffer's, he's lost any pace he had.
Yeah. You don't need pace against Melbourne because it's going to be a very contested and congested game.
Matthew Goodyear is not playing in this game.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he played last week. I remember his first kick.
Oh, Goodyear. Yeah.
He tried to kick it like into the middle and hit a target, and there was two Saints who got the chance to raffle it up as to who was going to turn it over and kick a goal.
And Travis Barker also back in to give him a bit of drive off the back line there, which is a very handy inclusion.
Yeah, no, Travis Barker, he's been playing well. He's played well for Collingwood, so.
Yeah. And Bernie Vince out with that suspension, and Vandenberg out, which gives Brayshaw a chance, and Cam Peterson in. Okay, he was okay last year.
Yeah, there's a few in from Melbourne who are really nondescript, named on the extended interchange bench. Angus Brayshaw is an interesting one to me because I expect him to be a lot better this. I felt he was really harshly dumped last week. I thought that was complete garbage. Actually, I thought that he was named in the first place a couple of weeks ago quite harsh. You know, it was sort of set up to fail. But I expect him to come in and I expect him to be better since he's got some legs into him.
Yeah, I like Gus Brayshaw. He'd be good.
Yeah, I think he's fine. But you know, I'm not looking to pick him up. I'll be honest.
No, and it all depends on which Paul Ruse decides to coach this week.
Oh, please let it be the hair.
I reckon the hair was coaching against North Melbourne last week. Don't you reckon?
Well, what I think is Paul Ruse left the building at quarter time, and the hair was still there, and it took over, and then Ruse came back about halfway through the third quarter and took over again, and that's where things went pear-shaped.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And to the last
hashtag, can we get a hashtag started, Paul Ruse hair?
We can start that up.
I'm going to start that up.
I mean, if someone can start a Footscray 1996 Twitter account, we can get a Paul Ruse hair Twitter account going, couldn't we?
I'm not sure. I think Footscray 1996 has got more followers than we do.
Well, after Triple M plugged them last night, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we got to get some serious guests on, like Sam Sheldon.
Who?
You remember when Vossi retired? They gave the number 3 to Sam Sheldon because they thought he was going to be the next big thing.
No.
Your response is the correct one, Jono.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, last game.
Last game, Sandy out with a completely smashed torso and Mzungu omitted with good news for De Boer and the rest of the Freo team and Barlow and whatnot. Jonathan Griffin in for his game for That's a game handy. This week.
That's handy.
Very handy. And
although poor Jonathan Griffin has to first up go against Goldie.
Yeah. Lock in Goldie as that captain, people.
Yep.
And then that'll be about it for the ins and outs this week. Nothing too much to write home about. For North Melbourne, you got Lockie Hansen, Farron Ray, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Kanye Turner's in.
Yeah, who cares?
Kanye Turner's family? I don't know.
Is it Kane or Kanye?
It's Kane, but...
Oh, okay.
You know. You I'm got trying me. To have fun. I'm trying to have fun with this.
He got me on that one. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done an ACL, so he's in. Oh.
Hello?
Yep.
All right, people, and we're moving on now to our Captain's Lounge. Or do I have to not say Captain's Lounge?
No, that's fine. You can do that. I'll just cut it. I've got about 80,000 things I have to edit in the goddamn video.
All right, my first captain for this week is Callum Ward averaged 114 his last five against the Power, 107 in Dream Team. So not a bad pickup there. And 113 and 112 overall in both formats.
Yeah, that's a Callum Ward's been fantastic this year as well. Obviously, I'm doing the away team, showing as a home team, so I'm ignoring Danger, Gary Ablett, and Fife. They're obviously pretty much automatic captains for whatever game you play. But my number one captain is Lee Montagna.
Oh, yeah.
Who blew it up last week, we all know. But last three games against the Hawks in Supercoach, 129, 128, 144. Dream Team, 111, 112, 151. I mean, those are amazing numbers. The guy's in great form. I mean, he's on the end of every possession. So I got no reason to go against Lee Montagna after last week. He was just on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. My next guy is in Dream Team. He's got a 105 average in the last for Dream Team and 113 in Supercoach. Matthew Pritis. He's absolutely killing it over there. He's had a great start to the season, and I can't see why he's going to destroy Melbourne at Richmond this week.
Yeah, another good pick there. Pritis is just a beast. I got Aaron Hall against Brisbane. You've got to think with, you know, the outs for the Brisbane midfield and the form Aaron Hall's in, leading possession winner in the AFL, I mean, it feels like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. My next guy, again, from the West Coast Eagles, it's Nick Natanui. He's not so much in Dream Team. He's only averaged 91 in the last five. In Supercoach, he's averaged 120 against the Tigers. That's just huge. And he's 91 and 93 overall against them.
Yeah, that's some huge numbers right there. So you think that, like in Supercoach, that feels like a great pick, but in Dream Team, how would you feel?
Not so much.
Not so much? You probably find better options?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. My number three option is Luke Parker versus the Crows. Average is over 100 at Adelaide Oval.
Really?
You know, the guy's killing it this year. He's having a fantastic season. We look at the Sydney midfield and there's so many great choices there, but JPK's record against the Crows, not super. Hanbury away from the SCG isn't fantastic.
Yeah.
Parker's really the guy that does it anywhere and any time. I feel like with his start, he's every chance to go well. So it feels like a really safe option for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Next couple of guys, they're sort of a bit of a flyer type or a risky type captain, but the numbers just stack up and can't go past it. This one's Mark Murphy. He's
I'm not captaining Mark Murphy.
Averages 110 against the Doggies in his last five, and 100 in Supercoach, and 107 in Dream Team, with a 114 average against the Doggies and 100 even in Dream Team.
There's some massive numbers.
It is some massive numbers.
Oh, man, I don't know. You'd have to have some pretty big rocks to
do go that. With. Oh, like yeah. I said, it's a risky one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you've got some outs, then, hey, he could be the man. My number four option is Max Gawn versus Collingwood. We know Max Gawn had a monster game last week with the 170s or whatever he scored against Goldie, no less. He destroyed Goldie in the ruck contests. I know Goldie scored well, but Max Gawn had him in the ruck. Pardon?
Beat him easily, in my opinion.
Yeah, beat him solid in the ruck. I got a feel against Collingwood. We don't know what they're like. It's Grundy in the ruck, and I mean Grundy's not really the world's greatest tap ruckman. His strength is around the ground. Are they going to roll in Mason Cox for his first AFL game? Who cares? I mean, I got a feel like Max Gawn just eats in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if Melbourne win this game. I know they're the underdogs, but Collingwood have got Anzac Day next week. I'm sure there's a bit of a look ahead there. Bucks is basically begging the team to play well, which that's crazy.
Have you seen that? Bucks is like, oh no, we're happy to play Paul Ruud football to go forward. I'm like, God no, please don't.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, I was actually thinking today, what would happen, you know, the new boundary rule, what would happen to a Mick Malthouse coach team? Would they just have 800 frees against for running the ball out of bounds?
Inside 50 count would be ridiculous. I don't think a Mick Malthouse team would get inside 50, would they?
Well, probably not. So anyway, no. Max Gawn, you know, massive game last week. I feel like that's a pretty good choice. I know he didn't score particularly. I mean, he scored okay in one of the games against Collingwood last year, but I feel like this is set up for him to really succeed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's come out and said he wants to be the number one ruckman as well. So all the best to Maxi Gawn.
Yep.
And my last captain this week, Dane Zorko. He's averaged 105 in Supercoach in his last five games and 102 in Dream Team. Since he's come back from that early round suspension, he's been on fire. And I can see him doing again, playing pure mid at the moment.
Man, he is a great player. I wish I had Zane Zorko in my teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's quality player.
He's just so good. So good. Such a good player. So underrated. Man, if he was in Victoria, he'd be talked up more than the Bont, really.
Oh, easily.
So, yeah, that's a great call. My fifth pick is always my risky pick. It's Tom Lynch from the Gold Coast.
I like that pick.
Key forwards are just blowing up the Lions. First week, Josh Kennedy. Second week, Jared Waite. Third week, Tomahawk. Man, it is set up for Tom. Like, and the guy's in ripping nick. He's leading the Coleman medal. I got no reason to tip against Tom Lynch. If you needed a really risky pick, if you felt like you're an underdog in your matchup, he's someone who could absolutely blow it out of the water.
Yeah, absolutely. And you might be wondering why I haven't said this guy's name, but Sam Mitchell, man, he sucks against the Saints.
Really? That's hard to believe. It's in Tasmania, has he? Yeah.
It's in Tassie, but he averages 79 in Dream Team, 96 in Supercoach overall, and that's including the 7-9 back in 2014 when he tore that hamstring right off his leg. But without those, he's 101 and 87 in Supercoach and Dream Team respective. So not the greatest.
Not great numbers for Sam Mitchell. That's surprising.
Even though he's in awesome form.
Yeah, people might be surprised. Like I said, look, I'm not choosing Danger, Fife and Ablett because, you know, if you've got him, you're probably just going to roll him out every single week. But also didn't mention Robbie Gray. I just felt like, and I mean, if you wanted to captain him, I'm not going to argue it. That's fine. The slight worry is the Canelio tag. Canelio, like when I look at the GWS versus the Cats game, he really got a hold of Dangerfield, and Dangerfield threw in a pretty crappy score.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm just saying that's a little bit of a worry for me.
Yeah, like last week, Caniglia got off the chain a little bit, played a little bit mid, kicked a few goals and scored quite well. But yeah, if a good player does get on top, then they're likely to put the clamps on.
Yeah, it's just something to be worried about. Well, no, I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you. We're just giving you options if you want to roll with them. Hey, that's your call, man. But we smashed it last week, Jono, let's be honest.
Yeah, pretty good with our picks last week.
Yeah.
Quite happy with that. But, yeah, a couple of little riskier ones this week because matchups aren't quite there. But as we said, we don't always go with those. It'd be pretty boring if we said Ablett, Fife, Pendles, et cetera, each week.
Yeah, that's just that's not what we're about. You know, we know draft's a different game to salary cap, and we're purely about that, so...
Yeah.
So we hopefully give you some good options.
Yeah, hope so, and all the best in your games this week. And
where is this game? Is it in Launceston, this game, or...
Which one?
The Hawks game.
Yeah.
Sam Mitchell kills it in Launceston, man.
Yeah, so but still, the numbers are there, so...
But he's, you know, he's three games in Launceston last year in Dream Team, 120, 108, 142.
Must have been his first game too, because I noticed his first game ever against the Saints, he scored 172 in Supercoach.
I'd probably roll out Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, no, it's worth the risk as well. Like, yeah, he's a quality player.
142 in his last game at Launceston in Dream Team.
Okay, well, it's worth the risk, but yeah, that's what with the numbers I saw today.
Yep. Oh, yeah, sure.
But now we're moving on to our late week pickups, and
is that
starting
maybe
off
more of
in
a factor
the
of Docklands? Because he doesn't score great at Docklands.
No.
Anyway, whatever. Sorry, I'm not trying.
Late pickups. I'm going to throw this guy from defence. Tommy Ruggles played pretty well in his first game last week. I know they smashed the Lions. Not sure how he's going to go against the Bombers, but first game, I'll putting him as their third man up. So only in 33%.
Interesting pick. I'm throwing out Christian Salem if he's in your teams, in your pool. Sorry, it's probably not for your deeper games, but the shallower games. Christian Salem. We know Collingwood. They're coming dead last in being able to keep their ball inside 50. So naturally, the halfback flankers for the opposition are going to score pretty well. We look at the St Kilda halfback flankers last week. They all scored very well, I thought. For someone you needed to pick up off the waiver, so. That's an option for people.
Yeah, and another defender for me is only in 53% of teams. And the last time he played the Doggies, this is Zach Tui, by the way, he scored 119 in Supercoach and 117 in Dream Team.
Yeah, Zach can go big, man.
He can go big, so just wanted to look out there if you want to roll the dice, especially against the Doggies, who are a nice free-flowing sort of team and a lot of possession if they can get the ball.
Yeah, that's a good pick there. Who you got in the mids, Jono?
I did put Caniglio in, even though he's in 90% of the teams. But, you know, he's starting to play well, but he does do that tagging role as well. So, yeah, roll the dice on it. It's horses for courses, really.
Yep. I'm going to go with Took Miller in the forward line. Oh, is he a midfielder? Yeah.
Forward mid.
So I got Took Miller. Playing against Brisbane. He's an outstanding leader. We know he's a great runner. I feel like he's a guy you can pick up who's going to have value going forward. Took Miller. He'll play whatever role he needs. So he's not going to score terribly because he's such a good runner and such a smart player.
Yeah, that's right. And just another midfielder I had was Jared Pollock. Just wondering if you can back it up from last week.
If he's available, man, yeah.
61% of teams in Ultimate Footy, so you can grab him.
He's available.
Yeah. That's our listener league, he's available.
Yeah, that's amazing. He's out there for some people.
Yeah, so, yeah, hopefully you can back it up after he's challenged by the coach. So be good. He destroyed it last week.
Yeah, fantastic call. I love that. I got also Caleb Daniel for the Bulldogs. I feel like another forward. I feel like it's a really good, strong call. He scored well basically every week. He's never let you down, never given you a really crap week. Playing against Carlton, I feel like this is the sort of guy. We've seen, we're talking to one of our other friends about how Dalhouse really went into the middle and played pure mid last week. And against the other teams, maybe he wasn't playing, he was playing more forward. I think it gives Caleb Daniel that flexibility of being in the midfield, getting in a lot of scoring chains. So to me, he feels like someone who's going to score well, but won't let you, like, he might not, he's not going to hit 170, but he's not going to let you down.
No, he couldn't give you a 40 or 30 unless he really sucks, but I can see that solid 75, 80.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see him going under 75. There's no way. The Bulldogs, they're such a high possession team. They're going to have the pill.
Yeah. And again, same with that Toby McLean as well. He's in the side and playing opposite side of the ground to Caleb Daniel in similar sort of role.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the last one's a ruck pickup is Jonathan Griffin for Fremantle.
Good pick.
You know, obviously with Sandy going down, you know, people might be scratching around for a ruck because some of the rucks are going poorly. I know he's up against Goldie, but the guy's going to play basically on the ball the whole game. He's going to get some points. So that might be an interesting one. And also, Ben McAvoy.
Big boy.
Big boy might be on your wire. He's on the ground more than he was last year. The guy goes forward pretty well. He can kick a goal.
He's been the first goal kicker 2 out of 3 times this year, so pretty handy there.
Yeah, that's right. And I also wonder, you know, sort of what Tom Hickey's going to be up against, because he hasn't scored well since the first game.
No, that is true.
So,
and the last one is the president of the Gingers. It's Adam Cooney. His last two scores haven't been overly horrific. He scored 86 and 89 in Dream Team and 75 and 83 in Supercoach, if you're looking for a F5 there. So not overly horrific.
It's it's an interesting take. We didn't even mention Tomahawk or on that, so...
All right, people, and if you didn't know, this week there were some player position changes on the Ultimate Footy website. Every 3 weeks, they're going to be changing positions to where players are actually playing. And on the AFL Fantasy one, that's every 6 weeks. So this week there were 6 changes, with playing for Henderson from Geelong adding defensive status to his forward status. You got Ryan Davis from the Gold Coast Suns. He was a midfielder. He's now forward eligibility as well, so that's pretty handy there for Ryan Davis. George Hewitt, who has been dropped from the Swans, he was a midfielder, also got the forward status. And Camden McIntosh, pretty interesting one here. Started off as a midfielder and now added defence. So pretty.
Yeah, to me that's the one that stands out is being the most relevant to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sean Burgoyne was a defender, but now gets the midfield status as well, which is pretty handy. And the last one was Jackson Merritt. Started off as a forward and getting midfield eligibility.
Yeah, they're not so big ones, the ones where you get midfield. But, man, I really like that Camden McIntosh getting defence. That's in the... You know, we've talked so much about the defender pool being thin. That's super handy.
Yeah, especially when he has knocked out a ton as well. So it's pretty handy there for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Any other questions for tonight, Steve?
No, that's basically all we got for tonight, I think. I think we're all looking forward to a big week of football.
Yeah, especially with all our players being managed or injured. Awesome.
Oh man, I'm just so happy Hodge is back.
That was a good pickup, because you were desperately needing him back, weren't you?
Well, actually, no. Oh man, did you see my trade last night?
Nope.
You should check that out. That's that was a bit of a win.
Let me guess, Raph.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
All right. Anyway, that's all we got time for, man. I got to edit this stuff and get it up.
All right, I'll do the close. All right. If you'd like to follow us on social media, please do head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors. And if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Good luck to everyone this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right. See you guys.